Good morning. This is County Council mock group number four, I believe. If you each will state your name, your school, and the position you're playing, we'll get started. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Ben Little. I attend Marvin Christian High School, and I am the county attorney.
Hello, my name is Emily King. I'm from Seaford High School, and I'm representing District 3.
Caitlin Dime, Seaford High School, District 2.
Esley Marylanda, Capon Lopen, and President.
Maria Morelli, I'm representing Del Mar High School and District 4.
Stephen Lynn, Big Spring High School, PA. I am District 4.
Noah Tice, Del Mar Christian High School, and I'm the Financial Director.
I'm Isabel Wolfenbarger. I'm from Indian River High School, and I'm Clerk of the Council.
Okay, thank you all. Welcome. All right, we'll next hear from Janelle Cornwell, the Director of Planning and Zoning. She has before you, for your consideration, a change of zone request for the Georgeboro Shopping Center. Ms. Cornwell.
Good morning. We received an application for a change of zone. It's change of zone 1950, the Georgeboro Shopping Center. Received the application in August. The Planning Commission, as it is a change of zone, held a public hearing back in February. They made a recommendation. Their recommendation is to approve the change of zone 4-1. Now, what the property is, it's located on the east and west side of DuPont Highway between Georgetown and Millsboro. Current property is zoned AR1, which is our low-density agricultural residential zoning district. The proposed zoning is CR1, which is our commercial residential district. It's our most intense commercial zoning classification. The property is currently zoned, is used as farmland, and they are proposing a 625,000 square foot shopping center. All properties have a land use classification that determine what zoning classifications can go in them. This one is zoned environmentally sensitive developing area. It does allow for the consideration of the CR1, but it also makes sure that we're looking at environmental issues. It is 85 acres. It'll have county sewer, but it'll also have on-site well for the property. As it's a large application, it goes through a review process. We received comments from DENREC, noting that there is an endangered striped muskrat on the property, so they're a little concerned about that. There is no such thing, so just making sure you're awake. There are no above or underground storage tanks in the area. There are wetlands on the site and in the area, so the DENREC is recommending a 100-foot buffer. Sussex County has no buffer from non-tidal wetlands, and these are non-tidal wetlands. The county does have a 50-foot buffer from tidal wetlands, but again, not from non-tidal wetlands. DLDOT, the Department of Transportation, stated that there are no proposed entrance improvements to the intersection, and that the developer would have to perform a TIS, which is a traffic improvement study, to determine what improvements may be needed depending on the commercial use. The developer would also have to pay their fair share of the improvements. From engineering for sewer, the property is exceeding the amount of sewer allocated for the site. However, with the new zoning classification, they could ask for additional sewer allocation and the developer just have to pay for any of that. The Department of Agriculture noted that the parcels are in the area of with that contain a lot of agricultural preservation, and they're concerned about the loss of farmland. The developer indicated that, you know, there'll be 1,000 new full-time jobs and part-time jobs with a minimum hourly rate of $15 an hour. At the Planning Commission meeting, we did hear concerns about too much traffic. There's too much traffic now, so adding additional square footage and shopping would add more traffic. There's no plan for the proposed traffic, and that the developer is proposing $5 million, but they don't believe that's enough to cover any entrance improvements. There were concerns about the loss of the endangered striped muskrat and the farmland. A couple people did note that it was important that there would be jobs that would be created, including for their grandchildren. And then a number of people noted that their backyard, they purchased that land. They thought it would always stay farmland. So they were concerned about the loss of the aesthetic and the open space for the area. Now, if you notice on the maps, this map is showing the wetlands. in our excellent recharge areas. The county has a few items. The parcel is in the blue. You can see there's wetlands around the edges. Over here in the striped area, that is our excellent recharge area, so that is an area we want to protect for groundwater recharge, and that's where we're going to make sure we get our water from. The next map is an aerial photograph. You can see definitely ag land being used as farmland. There's a lot of farming going on in the area. And then the third one is our zoning map. So you can see anything that's in white is primarily AR1, which is our agricultural residential district. The red is our commercial district, and the yellow in the orange are residential districts that have a little bit more high density than the AR1. And again, I believe this is your public hearing, so there might be public that have questions, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
What's the land's current state of ownership?
It is currently owned by an LLC. It's currently owned by the George Borough LLC. And it is in good standing with the county.
So a little clarification, they're trying to locate to a new place?
This would be new development, but just so you understand, the request is for a change of zone.
Mm-hmm.
They've stated in their application that they want to have a massive shopping center. However, the zoning district they are requesting would allow for over 100 different by right uses and dozens of conditional uses. And again, it's just for the change of zone. So based on the land use in the area, does the change of zone from AR1 to CR1 make sense?
You're not approving a shopping center.
Okay.
You're approving changing the zoning from ag residential,
okay,
which would not allow for the shopping center, to a commercial district, which would allow for a shopping center or any number of other possibilities.
All right, thank you.
If the change of zone is approved, they would have to come back through with the site plan process, mm-hmm, that would be reviewed by the Planning Commission.
All right. Anyone want to motion it? Or any more questions?
I have a question real quick.
Like a part of the public hearing, so you might ask the audience if anyone has a comment in support of or
in opposition,
opposition to the proposal to change the zone.
Anyone in the audience would like to oppose, support, any questions, public comment?
My name is Bennett Anderson. I come from Sussex Tech High School, and the problem I have with it is that, as you said, there's already a lot of traffic in the area, and that it would increase the traffic if there was a shopping center put there, if it was zoned as commercial. And I feel like that in the end, if we were going to have a lot more traffic, it would probably lead to road development, which would cost the county money. So I just feel like it might come back to increase taxes to develop the road for what is going to be creating jobs. So that would be my concern with it.
I agree, because there's no improvement for it. Any other? I saw a hand.
Oh.
I saw a hand go up.
Well, just real quick, I think if we propose to he proposed the $5 million, the developer did, but that's not enough. So if I think if we told him it had to be higher, then it could be a possibility.
I'm Hope Craig, and I'm from Sussex Tech, and I have a concern. It says that it could possibly make 1,000 new full-time jobs, but also since it's used for farmland currently, that would possibly be taking away the farmers' jobs. And also, it's also a big environmental concern for me, because it says it would harm possibly the endangered muskrats that are around that area, and also there are wetlands around that area, so that's also a big concern.
Yes, I agree.
Just really quickly, you cannot condition a change of zone. So it's a straight vote either to approve or deny the change of zone. You cannot add conditions to a change of zone application.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nick Allen. I represent Sussex Technical High School. And a current problem I have right now is if we change it to a commercial usage, then we may have a snowball effect where we have one in proposal right now, but if we change the zoning, that opens up a whole new bag of eggs for more commercial business, more traffic, more congestion, and then that, then like Bennett already previously mentioned, we're going to have to increase taxes for infrastructure and building roads, so I see potential problems if we do change the zoning to commercial.
Yes. Thank you.
I have a question. What's the large area with the water right next to the left of the road?
That would be a borrow pit.
Okay.
So that's a quarry, that's a borrow pit. They're getting sand out, so then it fills with water. So that's why it's a little different color.
My name is Dylan Norman, representing Seaford High School. A big concern that I have is that there seems to be a lot of residential areas around there. And I would like to ask, like, what would this change of zone, if there was going to be a shopping center being put down, how would that affect them? And would it be, with the costs that they're facing, be more than the benefits that we get from that zoning area? Also, another thing is that we might want to ask is how would this affect other businesses that could be around that area as well? Because new shopping center could take away their businesses and shut them down, and then maybe in the future that whole area would be kind of depending on that shopping area in the future, and there wouldn't be any other stores. So maybe that's just a few concerns to think about.
Thank you. Any answers to his questions?
Okay. There's another. Two more, and then that'll be it.
Mm-hmm. My name is Jillian Kinn. I'm representing Seaford High School. My concern with this is that you're taking away the farmland of farmers, so then that's less farmland for crops to grow and to provide food for people. They're also losing their jobs, and then you're invading their privacy because it is their home, that is their backyard. So I just have a little bit of concern with that.
Thank you.
My name is Vasmi Patel, and I'm from Delmar High School. I think that this idea is good. However, I think that in the future, with like the shopping center, as another person was saying, that if it becomes like really big, we got to think about our local community, the local businesses around, because with these local businesses, if people still continue to shop there instead of the commercial area, we'll have revenue coming into the county rather than giving it away to like these commercial areas, like the stores and stuff, because they'll be the ones who are making the money, the retail shops, but we want to try to keep the money in our community. I feel like it's necessary that we try to keep our money in our county, so we have that to give back to the people and to like have jobs for our local residents instead of having this area.
Well, to be fair, didn't that happen in Rehoboth, and now Rehoboth has tons of money because of all the outlets and tons of tourism coming, and now there's like a bunch of money in Rehoboth with all of the, all the outlets and stores there. Those are big corporations, all of them are, and it brings tons of money, you know.
Because we have the beach and Funland and a lot of other things.
Yeah, but if we brought like a business, that would also bring a lot of money to the town as well, but there are also a lot of negative pushbacks from the zone where it would be. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Council, if you have any further questions for Ms. Cornwell, now would be the time to ask them. Otherwise, you can discuss this now among yourselves and then make a decision. Basically, you have one of two choices. It's either approve the change of zone application or reject the change of zone application. There are no modifications. There are no conditions. So you have to weigh the information that Ms. Cornwell has given you, the record that's been presented, the comments, the questions the public have raised that you yourselves may have, and then you have to, with all of that mixed into the bowl together, come up with a yes or no answer.
Okay. Anyone? Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question for you. So is it this blue square zone? Is that what they're proposing to buy right there?
That's the proposed 85 acres.
Okay. And right now, is it like for sale from the farmer or what? Like, how does that work?
The LLC has purchased the property, and they are now trying to rezone the property.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
And do you know how many jobs would be lost from the farm or no?
I do not have that information. Okay. The applicant at their public hearing before the Planning Commission said it would be minimal because, again, they would be creating almost 1,000 new jobs.
Gotcha. And is that farm particularly supplying a lot of food to Delaware or other states or anything, you know?
It is definitely providing farmland and produce for the local economy. It might be providing feed for the local animals if it's growing corn.
All right, thank you.
All right, Madam President, if there are no other questions, then it would be appropriate for you at this point to ask for a motion and see if someone on council wants to make a motion and then someone else wants to second it. And usually the motions are in the affirmative, so it's a motion to approve the change of zone. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to vote for the change of zone. Yeah. That's just the way we do it here. We always make a motion in the affirmative.
Anyone would like to motion to? Against? Or motion at all?
You've got to make a motion because you have to consider it. You've got to vote it up or down one way or the other.
You have to make a decision.
So even if you intend to deny it, you still should make a motion.
We'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion to deny the zone changing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I second the motion from district number 5.
Okay, and then vote. So.
Yay.
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 No.
No.
Yay.
No.
Yay.
All right, so if I've got this right, 5 voting to deny the motion. Or to deny the change of zone, 3 voting to approve.
Oh, psych. Yay. I'm sorry.
That's why we do it a certain way. We don't vote to deny, but that's fine.
So it was correct. It was
5. It's 5-3. So 5 did not want to change the zone. 3 did, correct?
Yeah.
So the change of zone application was
denied. Okay. All right. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.